I Am Brave, Part 5. The end of the school year was drawing near. Max couldn't wait to be on summer break and enjoy the weather. The days kept getting slower and slower. To pass the time, Max would pull out his notebook and read through his verses. He was amazed at the power they had to change him. Max no longer felt like a scared, fearful victim. He had come to believe the words he read daily. He would say his verse over and over, along with the words from Fireman Paul. I am brave. God is bigger than my fear. I am safe in his loving hands. Max had also added his own favorite verses to his notebook. His latest edition was Isaiah 41:13-14. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Max loved the peace it gave him to know that he didn't have to be brave on his own. God was holding his hand. God was the one who made Max brave. The fire alarm suddenly screamed out. A voice came over the loudspeaker. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Panic set in, and everyone started to shuffle toward the doors. Stay in line, yelled the teachers. Follow the plan. When Max's class reached the hall, smoke was rippling in. They all began to cough as they inhaled the black smoke that was filling the halls. Finally, they reached the exits and poured out onto the parking lot. Everyone stay back. The fire department is on its way, shouted the principal. Max could only vaguely hear the fire truck's sirens. They can't be that close, he thought. He looked up at a second floor window where smoke was pouring out. At that moment, he caught sight of something that put his stomach in knots. A hand was slapping at the window. He could barely make it out through the black smoke. There's someone up there, yelled Max as he pointed to the window. A teacher looked. No, that's my room. I know everyone has cleared out. No, there's someone inside, cried Max. We can't go in there, Max. Everyone is out. We counted them, assured the teacher. Max broke from the group and ran toward the school doors. Get back here now, screamed someone. Max ignored the command and headed straight for the doors. Fear gripped him as he felt the heat blast his face. Max covered his nose and mouth with his sleeve and paused. He knew there was someone upstairs, and he knew the fire department wouldn't make it in time. Max was fully aware of what he had to do, and he spoke it out loud. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. With that reassurance, Max sprinted into the burning building.